Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. We are in hour number three here on Thankful Thursday. Thankful for all of you. Also thankful for the other people that you may not know as well who make all this stuff work. So you guys, listen, I say it all the time, but Right Side Radio is only one of the productions of Right Side Media, the parent company. Right Side Media, the parent company, has got a ton of stuff going on, like a ton. So we got the daily radio show, obviously. We got the written work that goes out to just tons of different news outlets around the region every week. And then we've also got, oh, by the way, a series of podcasts. We got the audio podcast of the show itself. And then we've got five other video podcasts that come out every week. And they're just spot on. We've got The Controversial Mom with Emily Jones. We've got The Liberty Minute with Jared Hudson. We've got my own Right Philosophy that comes out periodically. We got another one in the works right now. But then every Friday, we have one that comes out called Right Click. And Right Click is one of our originals. Right Click has been out since almost the time we've been doing podcasting. And Right Click is led by Birdman. And Birdman himself is a former competitive gamer. He's a high-tech guy, and all of his conservative street cred, if you will, is also backdropped by those things, the high-tech gaming world. And he's on the phone right now. Enough of me talking. Birdman, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing today?
Good. So you got Right Click coming out tomorrow. Just go ahead and give us the quick and dirty. What are you talking about in tomorrow's edition of Right Click?
So, yeah, I'm going into a deep dive on what is one of the most important stories in the gaming industry within the last 12 months plus, and it is a true-to-form deep dive of Assassin's Creed and the overall Assassin's Creed, but specifically the one that came out today, and obviously we'll discuss that a little bit, but the article and the episode tomorrow is going to be intense, but in a good way, because like I said, I think this is the most important thing that's come out recently.
Well, I think people fail to understand the impact that the content of these games can have on society. You don't even realize sometimes as your kids, or for that matter, anybody, adults, put on the headphones and log in, they are exposed to a lot of stuff that people don't realize. It's not just games and fun. There's actually a whole lot of wokeism that gets put in these things. Am I right?
There is, and it's amazing how much things have shifted. One of the things that I mention more often in Right Click than anything else is we have completely gotten rid of passionate development and put in its place passionate social preaching and just garbage. We've backfilled what made this industry great and what really propelled it to where it is now, and now it's being trampled on.
Well, there's huge money in this. I mean, like massive money, like just right. The competitive side is massive money. In fact, you told me one time like some of the prize packages that come out of these tournaments that you go to, but like name a couple. What are some of the big dollar prize packages you can expect to see in a competitive gaming environment?
Oh man, for the big ones, at minimum $1 million.
What?
Call of Duty Champs that we went to last year, where my team won it. I think it was $1 or $1.5 million. Hearthstone, it's way bigger in the European and Asian scenes. I remember when I was probably 18, the guy that won the International Hearthstone tournament, which is a card game essentially. He at 16 years old won $16 million. It's crowdfunded.
What?
There's money here. I mean, the last tournament I was a part of was $200,000.
I don't know why I went to law school. Why did I go to law school? What good does it actually do me? Well, all right. So Assassin's Creed got its newest edition, one of the most successful games in all the gaming. And this is why I brought you on, because I want to talk about this. And I think people need to understand what is blended into some of these games that your family members may be locking down on for hours at a time. In fact, I will say, I don't know if you've seen it or not, though, Birdman, there's a piece that came out today. The Japanese prime minister himself is speaking out against the latest edition of Assassin's Creed. Tell us why.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm definitely going to deep dive. You're going to see tomorrow. The overarching story is basically this whole game, mind you, developed by a French developer. They have been standing on the fact that we researched this, we're doing it true, and bringing honor to the culture, right? Which has always traditionally been what Assassin's Creed is about. That's kind of their heart. They take an actual background, an actual historical place, and then they can put in a fictional story over top of it. But it rings true. What the Prime Minister is really having a problem with is that for the first time in Assassin's Creed history, you can go into the shrines around the area, the religious historical districts, and you can destroy them. And not only can you do that, yeah, and it's never been done before in Assassin's Creed. They've always honored that. Well, they're taking specific problem with it. Not just because you can go in and destroy things, but it was a complete turn away from the traditional Assassin's Creed mantra of putting in a fictional story over top. They're using actual individuals. They're doing storytelling around people who actually exist, but rewriting the history of them. And it's horrifically misleading.
Yeah. In fact, I saw that the Prime Minister himself said, we will not tolerate anything that does dishonor to our culture.
And you got to understand, though, this is where we get into the weeds on this, because the character that you're playing as he's a real man. He was a real man, but he never had any proof of being anything more than really a slave. And it's so important to know that one of the biggest factors, and there's a lot of them, of why the Japanese culture is coming at this so hard. Early in the game, you actually have, let's say, an intimate moment with his captor's sister. And this is important because her name was Ochi, I believe her name was. She was 18 emperors descended from her. Six of her descendants are still alive in high places in Japan right now. And they completely tainted this woman's actual history. And these people, her descendants are still here.
Wow. But all right, now let me ask you this. Is this the game where they made the samurai character, they chose to make a black samurai, but he also made him to be a black gay samurai? Is that the same game?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they decided to just take the dice and swing them.
Woke license on this thing.
Yeah, I mean, basically every character you interact with, you can have some standing of, you know, romance relationship with them, and you can bring it to a certain point. And they made very, very sure that one of the first ones you run into is a self-described non-binary Japanese individual who goes by they, them. And we're talking feudal Japan here.
This is a game. They're just writing this stuff in.
Well, and that's the problem, right? More than anything else, it's always been historically based. And it's not to twist anything of the historical basis that each game is in. They did that heavily. They warped heavily real historical meaning and artifact.
All right. So now there's one of the games, and maybe it's this one again, where as you choose your avatar, as you create your character, and you know how they let you choose your colors and choose the whatever, that you can actually choose one that has mastectomy scars. Is that this game or is that another one?
So it's another game. About a month and a half or so ago, I covered that on.
So basically, you can have sex reassignment surgery scars on your character to make you feel better about yourself.
Yes, and it's a game based around semi Dragon Age, like medieval age with dragons in it. It's
because we know we had lots of transgender surgeries going on back then.
Yeah, I mean, it was nonsense. And they even said that the executive producers said that, and this is a direct quote, diversity was at the heart of development. You've lost the plot. I mean, you have.
Diversity is at the heart of our development. Okay, that really stands to reason. Not. by the way, how's that game selling?
Not well. The executive producer went out and made a fool of himself and said that they were going to sell more than everybody. And they had, They had a spike because that game series is a beloved series, been around for ages.
Yeah.
And as people got into it, they realized it was terrible.
It was terrible because they spent all their time trying to be woke. They lost track of their mission. All right, back to it. Assassin's Creed. So is it rolling out big? I mean, I know this is a big deal in your world, in the gaming industry. Assassin's Creed's out. Everybody waits to see it's like getting the next iPhone for techies. Mm-hmm. Is it going to hit big, or is it going to die on the vine because of the controversies?
Well, so it's a little too soon to tell. Right now, we can only base it off of early player counts. Typically, it's only coming from one place, which is called Steam. It's the major PC gaming marketplace. It's where you go and buy your games.
All right.
Digitally. Right now, there's been nothing that I have personally seen to make a statement on. Now, mind you, the game came out by definition today, and really, you can't start measuring metrics as an initial push until roughly around midnight of night of release, because typically it's like, so it came out today, which means at 11:59 yesterday it dropped, right? Midnight tonight is where you're going to start seeing it, because it's the people who got off work and they're going to binge it through the night, and that's where you'll see the real jolt. I don't know what to expect. So far it hasn't been good from what I've seen, but I have to take that with a grain of salt. I've been around this enough to know I can't base any opinions yet.
So what you're telling me is tomorrow is like the hangover day, the day after the Super Bowl for people in the gaming world. They get the new game, they stay up all night playing it, and they come in just completely hungover and trying to stay awake at work.
Yeah, this is. I have a feeling this is going to be this is not going to be much of a honeymoon period based off of what I'm seeing, especially for what the Japanese government is pushing for. Yeah. It's rough.
Wow. All right. Listen, dude. That's why I wanted you on, because I knew this thing was coming out today. I knew this is a big, big, big deal. I also knew you had a podcast coming out, and I was sure this was going to be what it was about. Mm-hmm. You nailed it. If folks want to watch your stuff, they can go to rightsidemedia.org, go to our YouTube channel, go to our website. But Right Click comes out tomorrow. Birdman, thanks for your time, buddy.
Thanks so much for having me, y'all.
Absolutely. See ya. That's just, I mean, it's crazy. The wokeness. The bottom line is this. You can't get away from the leftist attempts to try and corrupt every single part of our environment. And if they can't find you over here, they'll go over there. It's a full-on multi-pronged assault, and the gaming industry is no different. There's a lot of people that are influenced. There's a lot of people that participate, and there's a lot of people that are going to be sitting there going, I didn't know we had gay black samurais. That's cool. No, you knucklehead. That's not really what we are. This is called writing it to fit the woke narrative. All right, that was Birdman. You want to check out his stuff, check it out at rightsidemedia.org. In the meantime, we're taking a break. We'll come right back, get some text messages, and catch up on what you guys have been doing and thinking. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.